Love of Swimming is a podcast that celebrates the wonderfully diverse community of swimmers and fantastic swimming opportunities that exist on the Isle of Wight off the south coast of England. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sandy Cicognani. In 2019, I started the group Outdoor Swimming Isle of Wight as I wanted to find people to swim with in the sea. Since then, I've been on an amazing swimming journey, meeting some wonderful people who share my passion for swimming. I founded a social enterprise to support and encourage people to swim in the sea, trained to be an open water coach, developed the concept of a sea cafe, and have brought the sport of longe cot, renamed sea hiking, to the place where I live. I'm part of the Outside Research Study Team based at Sussex University, looking at outdoor swimming as a nature-based social prescribing intervention for depression, and I work in the voluntary sector on the Isle of Wight. For the Love of Swimming is also the name of a series of community events that aim to share information and inspiration and to connect people through swimming. So if you're lucky enough to live on or visit the island, look out for these events coming soon. Follow us on all the usual social media channels and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more personal swimming stories. Today I'm with Summer Tucker. Welcome, Summer.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the podcast. And where should we start? Can you just start by telling us what sort of swimmer are you?
So I'm not a sport swimmer. I'm not a naturally good swimmer. I come a long way, but my lifestyle has pushed me to become a better swimmer, and definitely part of my life now.
Yeah.
I don't like to imagine swimming without being something I do regularly.
Yeah. Okay. And do you swim mainly in the pool or in the sea or a bit of both?
In the winter, definitely in the pool, nice and warm. But in the summer, I do love to get out in the sea. I'm always in the sea anyway, so it's nice to do a little bit of swimming whilst I'm in there.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, we'll start with just some really little short questions just to get in the flow of things. Have you got a favourite bit of swimming kit that you always like to take with you?
Goggles, because whatever environment it is, it's better to see clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the sea, you can see all the wildlife around you. And there's a whole other world underneath the water anyway, so you've got to see it.
Yeah, excellent. And any bit of kit that you've kind of got your eye on that one day you're going to have?
I do want some flippers, some like open water flippers, so I can dive down more and really explore the reefs in West Wight.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Oh, excellent. Okay. That's good. And what's your favourite stroke?
Oh, definitely front crawl. It's the most convenient.
Let's go back to the beginning. Where and when did you first learn to swim?
Oh, well, when I was younger, I definitely did swimming lessons, but I didn't progress that much. I probably stopped around where I could do a length. And then I got back into it when I got into surfing. Being able to swim as a vital part of that, so it's definitely something that you have to need to do. So definitely got more into it from that and built up my resilience and got a little bit better.
Excellent. Yeah. So can you tell us how did you first get into surf therapy?
So I was referred to a charity called The Way Project following my mum passing away when I was 12. I did The Way Project, which is a 6-week course, when I was 14. And then from that, I volunteered with the charity, helping other children.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of years later, when I was 17, I then got my beach lifeguarding and my surf instructing qualification and became a surf instructor.
That's amazing.
And then I now teach the people that come to the Wave Project and other people how to surf, which is simple circle moment, I think.
Yeah, no, that's lovely. And for those that don't know about the Wave Project, what can you sort of describe what a typical session might be? What does it involve?
Yep, so there's around like 10, 12 children on a session. They get referred to us through doctors or the school that they just need a little bit more help. It's a different way of therapy that their kids, they don't really know it is therapy because it's just having fun and escaping your problems in the water. And we take those children out, whatever the weather, and see if we can surf or paddleboard or just swim in the sea. It really helps them. You see a big change between the first week and the last of the 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You really enjoy it.
Yeah. Do you remember how you felt when you first went along?
Yeah, I was very nervous, but and I was very quiet as a teenager. But after that 6-week course, I was so more outgoing. Oh, I fell in love with the water. I loved it. I didn't believe.
Oh, that's amazing. So then you became a volunteer then?
Yeah, became a volunteer for a good 3-4 years, helping children like me. Mm-hmm. Really good to see. I fell in love with surfing and swimming in the sea as well.
Wow. I was going to say, how much surfing do you manage to do?
I'd love to do more. Mm. But it depends when you're free and when the conditions are good. But I say it's over 20 times a year. But I'd love to do it more. I'm glad to get better. And I am getting better every year, which is, it's good to see the improvement.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. And now you're also a lifeguard. Tell me a little bit about being a lifeguard. What's that like?
So the lifeguard, I'm a pool lifeguard that I work in the winter, a beach lifeguard. They both keep me busy. It's a great way to stay fit and in shape, especially in the winter, because you're always in the water, swimming or helping out with the school's lessons. And it's great also teach children how to swim as well, because you see them progress.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great community to be a part of.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, what sort of ages are they that you're teaching these days?
Anyone from 4 to teenage years. So you see a variety of abilities, and it's a great way to teach people in a different way as well, because not everyone learns the same way.
You get in the pool with them, don't you?
And
you
help. Yeah, we get in the pool. It's nice to have fun with them as well. You can mess around underwater and make up games, so it's nice to be in the water with them and helping them whilst they're learning.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good. And you were saying a little something about the speed test. What's that all about? The speed test for being a beach lifeguard.
Oh, the time swim. So the time swim that I have to do is 400 metres, which is 16 lengths, in under 8 minutes, which is quite challenging if you're not a natural born swimmer like myself. So I did have to really push and really train. I think it's more of a mental battle for me more than anything.
Yeah.
Because after 2 lengths, you think you're done and there's no point in carrying on. But you do have to push.
Yeah.
Once you do get it, the rewarding is so good.
Yeah. So I was going to say, so what techniques have you tried? Because again, I know what it's like when you get into a bit of a panic, you dive in, you swim too fast, you lose your breath, don't you? And then you just, so what sort of techniques have you tried?
So I've obviously got the advice from my managers at the pool, because they're really good coaches. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to stay calm for the first 8, and then the last 8 I go a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
And by the last 2, doing that
all out,
I can. Yeah. Pretty much to the point where I'm going to be sick. But as long as I get a bit time, it's worth it. It's only 8 minutes of my life. So
yeah,
suffering for a short amount of time.
And is there quite a good community amongst all you lifeguards?
Yes. Here? Yeah, definitely. We're all willing to help each other, and we're all different abilities as well. So I'm always asking for help from people that are obviously a better swimmer than me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're happy to help if I'm seeing that progression in myself. So I'm not afraid to ask for help. It means I'm going to be a better swimmer.
Yeah, that's great. And that's not the only swimming you do, is it? I mean, I met you out in fresh water last summer doing coasteering. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so coasteering, it's another business I work for. It's joined on to iSurf, which is where I do surfing as well. And it's basically around fresh water. We take clients out to explore the coastline, going in the caves, jumping off the rocks, climbing on all the cliffs and stuff. It's a really great way to explore the coastline, like I said. And it's a whole other world that most people don't ever see. It's amazing.
Yeah. And would you say you're sort of naturally quite adventurous yourself?
Yes. I'll take any opportunity to climb up a tree or jump off a rock.
Wow.
I find it so much fun.
Yeah. So you've done all those high jumps off the cliffs, the ones I was too much of a coward to do.
Yeah, definitely. I remember the first time I saw it, I was just scared because it looks so high up. The more I do it, the more you love it. And like, you can't be scared, because if you show the clients you're scared, then they're going to be scared as well. So even if you are scared doing it, then you just got to hide it. Just jump. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels good when you challenge yourself.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
Like that,
you know, you've done it then.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. And you said that there's some new things happening with the co-steering this year. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. So this year we're going to introduce low tide sessions. So normally we do it at high tides. So that just involves when we do the jumps, there's more water. And the cage, you see a different part because obviously you're in the water and the waves are higher. But low tide, we're taking away that. So mm-hmm. you're going to see all the exposed coastline. So all the rocks that you're walking on and all the rocks that you can't see underwater, you'll be able to see that. And you can really see the wildlife as well, all the seaweed, all the plants that naturally grow. It's really educational for the coastlines that we have.
Yeah, so what's the future hold, do you think? Have you got any particular ambitions or something you're aiming for?
So hopefully this September I'll be going away to Dubai.
Really?
So that basically what I've done for the last couple of years in terms of water sports is going to lead me to Dubai for an adventure centre.
Mm-hmm.
They basically take school groups and groups of children and they take them out, go on trips, go on residentials, go on mm-hmm. snorkeling, do all this fun stuff.
Amazing.
So yeah, hopefully for the winter I'll be there and mm-hmm. I'll be back again.
Right.
Back again in the summer.
With lots of stories to tell then.
Oh, and a great tan.
Yes, I was going to say, do you know anyone who's done that?
Yes, so I work with a girl called Izzy. She's up there right now. She's done it for the last two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
She loved it. She comes back with all these stories and all these photos. And it just made me fall in love with the idea of just going over there.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Experiencing all those things.
Yeah, so who knew swimming could lead you there, really?
Yeah, all this thing is, like, if I wasn't able to swim, then I wouldn't be where I am.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. That's great. What else can I ask you? Really, I mean, this podcast called for the love of swimming. I mean, what would you say is the reason that you love swimming?
It's more of an escapism. If you're having a bad day or you're struggling, then I'll go for a swim and then I'll feel better afterwards. Mm-hmm. I can just take all my emotions out on my stroke. And if I'm really angry, then I'll obviously swim faster. But yeah, it is an escapism for me because it will make me feel better after I've done. And it's that sense of achievement. Like I have got in, I have swum for a bit and you just feel better afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Summer. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
No worries.
See you again soon.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye-bye.